2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. Let's have a podcast.
Yes.
The 15-minute morning show podcast. What a day we've had. This show today was just
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It was actually very believable. We used to have a lot of shows like that.
That's the thing. Been a year and a half, right, since we did a show like that where we had a guest and a performance a fun thing happened that we weren't expecting, and then Charlamagne shows up and we were all just, I mean, it was a great day.
But we haven't had an artist in so long, it's like you forget how it feels.
I know.
Right. To have it and have fun with them, especially someone who's a nice artist like Ed Sheeran.
Well, Lil Nas X will be with us tomorrow.
Yeah.
And he's a sweetheart. He's a really, really sweet guy. All right, so where's Brody?
Hello, Brody.
Yes, Brody. Brody. He's on the couch. He's on the new couch.
Yes. Brody on the new couch.
Did you hear
sleeping?
Did you hear Ed Sheeran perform? Did he make you cry?
Yeah, I teared up. I started listening to the lyrics like 10 seconds in, and it just won me over. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really wish I was there to watch in person. I can't imagine what it was like.
It was great.
It was awesome. It really was.
Anyway, so. That's it.
Elvis, so you said Ed Sheeran made you cry twice. Who else has made you cry? If you could think off the top of your head, anybody in this room?
As far as artists
go? Just in general, who is anybody that we've known or know?
Well, Froggy and Nate have made me cry because of their health issues.
Right. Yeah.
Elvis has made me cry, but for other reasons.
That was deserved. Like you deserved to cry.
That's an asshole thing to say.
What a dick.
I'm just fucking with y'all.
Such a dick.
No, I cried at Elvis' wedding.
He came into my office and cried.
Elvis didn't make me cry. I was crying because there were other things going on in my life, and I closed the door in his office and I saw.
Can you at least let me own this? Like, I made you cry.
Okay, Elvis made me cry.
That time, Scary couldn't get restaurant reservations and he was crying.
Yeah. Elvis made me cry, but in a good way. Not in a, oh my gosh, I'm so sad type of way. It was when I got hired for this job and he called me. I was like, and I hung up the phone. I held it together when I was talking to you. And then when I got off the phone, I laid on my floor and stared at the ceiling and cried a little.
Oh,
it was great.
And Elvis has made me cry when you were at my wedding and you stuck your face into the limo and you were like, my little sister's all grown up. I was like, oh my gosh, stop. And then in your book, when I read your book and I read what you had said about me, I lost it. I totally lost it. It was so sweet. So.
Nate cried.
Yeah.
When he came back from his second stroke.
Yeah. Nope.
Well, I cried on the phone with you, didn't I?
Yes,
don't remember that phone.
But you're
call.
All drugged up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know this, but when after your second stroke, there was one moment where we were unsure of what was going to happen with you. And he came in here and he honestly thought we were going to lose you. And he cried in here just with us.
Don't tell him. Don't give him this.
But it was beautiful.
Don't give him this energy.
I mean, he doesn't deserve it.
Well, it's nice to know people care.
He loves you.
But no, I didn't think I was. They didn't think I was going to make it.
Oh, did they really say that to you?
I'm like 1%. From what I had, like there was a 1% chance of surviving.
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, now's a good time to start crying.
All right.
Oh, Danielle. Trying to make each other cry.
Danielle made me cry the other day. She sent me a text message.
Oh. And then you made me cry back, hopefully.
Well, this is a lot of fun.
A lot of tears. Well, a lot of
actually,
tears.
Elvis, you made me cry. You don't even know. You didn't like do anything, but it was a moment you and I shared on stage at one of our Jingle Balls. It was the first time I got to stand on stage next to you. And knowing how I grew up, you know, being harassed for listening to this show and this radio station because it wasn't cool.
Who? Wait, what do you mean? We are cool.
You got bullied?
I was called, you know, the F word and everything because it was NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and not, you know, hardcore rock or hip hop. So to be on stage with you at Madison Square Garden, like where I grew up going to, after we got off stage, because we had to do like a make good to like smooth some things over for a client, and I had a moment and I said, holy shit, like what a full circle moment. Eighth grade me would just be patting me on the back.
Oh, that's
right
so
now.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Thanks for sharing that. You know, we haven't talked to Scotty B at all. Scotty, are you
He's
on?
He's probably going to
Scotty cried when that banana was in his throat.
Yeah.
I did. It hurt.
That wasn't a banana.
It looks like it had Perione's disease.
Well, what? Perione's.
Perione's.
Not the Italian beer.
Hey, by the way, Scary, where'd you go get your COVID shot at?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, the hospital.
The St. John's Episcopal Church.
He said that. When he first said that, I'm like...
Where
God, is
that
some religion I've never heard of?
Episcopal.
Episcopal, folks.
Oh, my God. But you mean Episcopal?
Episcopal is when they examine your ass. Like
exactly. But that banana had a hook. That banana had a hook like that. What? How do you pronounce the disease?
Peronies.
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 Episcopal. Like,
how do you pronounce the epa?
What is Peronies?
When I heard him say episcopical yesterday, it stopped me in my tracks. I came back into the studio and said, what the fuck did you say?
I honestly thought it was a hospital because I said, we always talk about Hackensack University Medical Center, and I go, maybe this is another branch. I don't know.
It's some religion we've never heard of, some saint.
It was a hospital, and now Nate tells me it's closed.
Yeah.
Is it closed?
That was like the time we went to
there.
That was also like the time we went to lunch, and Scary goes, oh, what are the pommes frites? Can we get
the French fries?
He just eats it. He just eats it. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, oh man.
What a day.
Gotta love you, Scary.
So did Scotty cry? I'm sorry. Did we?
What? Oh, yeah.
Scotty... Oh, I cry a lot. I'm a very emotional person when I watch TV or like patriotic stuff. And I cry a lot. I'm a giant pussy.
When's the last time you cried?
I don't know if we can say that word. What? That's not a nice word.
But not, I don't know. It sort of took the breath out of everyone in the room. Like,
can we say that Ed Sheeran said the C word in the room?
Oh, yeah.
But in Britain, it doesn't mean the same thing because I'm married to a Brit, and it's funny because he always says to me, you people make such a big deal over that word, and it really
explain
doesn't...
Explain the context, though, because Elvis walked in while it was being said again, and Elvis was like, what is going on?
Well, I know it has a different degree of seriousness in the UK versus here. I know that.
Yeah.
But no, it's not a great word over there. It's
But he said it was a term of endearment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you walked into the room, I was repeating it back, and you walked into me saying something with the hard C, and I was like, wait, he said it first.
Yeah,
it's
He did say it first.
He said it was a term of endearment.
What was that, Brody?
I said, you know what? He's been in America enough to know what it means, and he may have meant it the old way.
What about the T? What about it? Because in England, they also use the T word a lot because they say it in Ted Lasso all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Is that bad?
The TW?
Yeah. I don't think it's as bad there, but it is. I guess it's bad.
When I talked about the Queen's fanny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can't say fanny.
Don't say
international
right.
problem.
I know. Fanny. Yeah, no. They were lining up their missiles ready to shoot us down. I just like, how do you know fanny equaled, you know, vag?
No. I didn't know that either.
I didn't know. And they said, you're talking about the Queen's vagina. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
But now that you bring it up, Nate and I learned a bunch of new terms. Well, one
nonce.
In particular, yes.
Nonce. It's a pedophile. In Britain, but you can also call your mates a nonce.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Also a term of endearment.
No, it's nonce and then mega nonce and then turbo nonce.
And
it's
savage nonce.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something about pedophiles?
I think you can.
No.
Yeah.
No. So wait, I was driving on the expressway yesterday, and there was a Jeep in front of us, and on the back it said only pedophiles can read this. I mean, I was very close. You know, so they like it's one of those things on the back of their car.
That's actually that's kind of a funny
sticker. Yeah, that's funny.
It's a sad situation.
Yes, it is. I was able to read it.
Oh, good.
Well, what does that say?
So what are you doing for your anniversary, Elvis?
Nice transition.
You're looking at it. Actually, you know what? Alex is, I'm at the apartment with the dogs tonight. I'm by myself.
You know, here's the thing. Don't awe him. It's just a day. It's just a day.
But it's a special day.
You tell that to Heather when you're married for 2 years.
Oh, God. I feel like you can move the day and make it mean something to you on a day that's convenient to your schedule.
Oh, of course you can.
Yeah.
I actually had this debate with an ex-boyfriend of mine because we didn't know when our anniversary was. We just kind of started, like, dating. And he wanted to pick a day. And I said, why would you pick a day instead of just randomly throughout the year, if we love each other, just celebrate a day? Right. And he said, no, that's stupid.
Okay, then just forget that anniversary. Brody, how would that work out for you?
Yeah, but it was as well as everything else works out for me, not well.
Yeah, so according to Nate's logic, I could be like, hey, I know today's our anniversary, but I have a tea time, so we'll celebrate another day.
That's not going to go over well.
Why? You pick a day that works for both of us.
That's a dumb answer.
I will say, I didn't get Alex a card or anything. I mean, I saw him this morning.
Yeah.
Kissed him goodbye and came to work.
You can make him something from construction paper.
Ed Sheeran sang him a song.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Amen. You know what? You win. That's it.
Right.
It's over.
That's kind of.
Now, wait a minute. You renewed your vows today, which means you have to get him an extra big gift.
No.
It's a vow renewal gift. I didn't take those as seriously as I would have had he been here.
Yeah.
It looks like cotton is the second anniversary gift. So go
underwear.
Mack Weldon.
Mack Weldon.
Hello.
You just screamed Mack Weldon in my ear. How are we doing on time, Frog?
We got about three minutes left.
It's your anniversary. Get out of here.
And Elvis is now dead.
We have to go get our
COVID. Oh, we actually do.
We have COVID tests.
COVID tests.
Oh, well, then you know what? We gave him a little extra yesterday.
Done.
Perfect.
Okay. Happy anniversary,
Elvis.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.